Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. On today's show, we've got new music from Alexandria Korn, music from Brianne Young and Lexi Hayden. We'll also be discussing a couple weeks ago where I saw Lexi and Brianne perform and got to meet them after the show. In Lexi's case, it was good. It was good seeing a friend again. In Lexi's case, anyway, let's get to this. But before we do, and before we recap last week's top three, I have to say something here. Today is Download a Female Friday, and this initiative, it's a really cool concept. It was started by just the incredibly talented Mr. Bobby Bones. And what it basically boils down to is Mr. Bones is trying to drum up support for the ladies of country music, and like I said, I think it's such a cool concept that I think I'm gonna take it a step further if it's okay, and declare every Friday from now on Download a Female Friday. Because these ladies, being in this industry for as long as I have, in my own little way, I've seen how tough it is for the ladies, and I don't think it's fair at all that that they have to work twice as hard for just as much airplay. So I'm challenging you guys to make every Friday Download a Female Friday, and let's get the support up for these ladies. Because as y'all know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, that I'm a big supporter of the women of country music. I always have been, and I always will be. But I just wanted to put that out there and challenge you guys to go buy and download music from your favorite female artist, and let's show these ladies what country fans can do. And with that being said, we have, like I mentioned earlier, three incredibly talented ladies on the show. But before we do that, let's recap where we left off last week. If I can pull it up. One second. Ah, here we go. At number three last week, it was Lindsey Broughton with "And Now You Don't." Taking the number two spot was Angela Sue Cheswat, who is such a doll. I mean, she's is so great. I met her a couple of weeks ago with "Bring Out My Bad," and at number one is a guy that I met a couple of weeks ago, too. At number one last week was Shelby Lou Lowe with his single History. And who's ready for this week's countdown? Coming in at number three this week is an artist I've played before on the show, and I've actually had a chance to interview her. So it's Alexandria Korn with her a brand new single, Beach Town Sunrise, and and this week, Alexandria is playing the 2017 Country Fest in Cadott, Wisconsin, from June 22nd, which was yesterday, through June 25th, with none other than the. And then Blake Shelton, Thomas Rhett, and Eric Church. So if you guys are out in the Cadott, Wisconsin area, y'all should go check out Alex at 2017 Country Fest. And without further ado, it's Alexandria Korn. At number three with A Beach Town Sunrise on Indie Country Radio.
Touchdown, City of Angels. Sweep it down, turn it up, keep your boots on. Bring your southern drive to the west coast. We'll show you down all of our back road with a grass. High enough to hit the ceiling. If you wanna come party with us, bring a fist and your solo cup. Bring the best to the beach down. We'll be right back.
And at number three, that was the incredibly talented Miss Alexandria Korn with A Beach Down Sunrise. Coming in at number two this week on the show is an artist we've previously played once or twice before, and you might remember her song "I Don't Mind the Drive" came in at number one a few weeks ago on the show. It's the super talented Alexi Hayden, and I've had an opportunity a couple weeks ago to see Alexi again. It had been a long time, but I got the chance to see her again at the Springs Fan Club party, and she did this song live, and y'all, it's such a great song, and you had to play it on the show immediately. So without further ado, coming in at number two this week, it's Lexi Hayden with A Last Shot on Indie Country Radio. And at number two, that was Lexi Hayden with Last Shot. I love the double meaning of that song. And it's kind of a spin old country music concept where but typically the male would have a drinking problem. But this time, Alexi's flipped that concept on its head, and now it's the lady with a drinking problem. I just love the concept, and I love the song. It's so great. And like I said earlier, I had a chance to hear Lexi play that one live a couple weeks ago at the listening room as part of CMA Fest. So let me just a real quick a rundown of some dates Lexi's playing for you. And she's playing her next show is July 1st at the at the Cave Valley Winery in Park City, Kentucky. That's July 1st. I'm not gonna time on this anywhere. August 11th, she's playing in Gallatin, Tennessee, at the Fairview Plantation, and August 28th, she's playing a private event in Reston, Virginia. So again, that was like I said, that was the super talented Miss Lexi Hayden with a Last Shot on Indie Country Radio. And coming in this week at number one, making her a debut on an artist style, so I had a chance to meet and talk to for a little while at the listening room for a CMA Fest. It's Brianne Young. And let me go ahead and tell you guys a little bit about Brianne. An artist who truly knows who she is, Brianne Young's hauntingly powerful voice paired with her honest and relatable lyrics are a breath of fresh air that resonates with lovers of classic country and Americana music. Born in a small East Texas town and raised singing in a church choir, that explains the big voice, by the way. Brianne's talent was clear to those around her at a young age. After watching hometown hero, a Grammy Award winner, Linda Davis, perform at the age of three, Brianne knew how important music was to her. Quote, "I always had a taste on my own for voices and songs that made me feel something. I may not have realized it then, but eventually I figured out that music was going to be something that held me together throughout my life, through the good times and the bad. At the age of eight, Brianne began performing with her first band, Pure Country, in her hometown and to the residents of Carthage, Texas, it was clear that Brianne Young had a rare gift. Brianne moved to Nashville in 2010 with a notebook full of songs, a heart full of dreams, in a car with the gas gauge on empty. But Brienne had arrived. Quote, "There is magic in the city, and that's why I came here. I'd find mine and share it with everyone." Brienne found her financial family with a big tent publishing. A small emerging publisher that resides on Music Row in the old Hank Williams building converted her out with them. Big Tent president Cody Walden, a Big Tent creative director David Reuter, both felt that they had not only found an artist with a, quote, timeless voice, but also an artist with a blue-collar appeal. It didn't take long for a Big Tent to show their belief in Brienne by setting up recording sessions with Brienne at the Dark Matter Laboratory, an emerging production company that is run by a young female producer, a Christian Parisi. Big Tent Publishing and the Dark Matter Laboratory have combined their resources to co-produce Master Brienne's first professional work, Highs and Lows, which is the EP that I have EP that I have, and EP that this number one song is from. And folks, it's so great. It's just not even funny. While Brienne continues to grow her fan base and promote her Simpson-esque reluctance to conform, she remembers how she felt while writing these songs and hopes those same emotions come across to listeners everywhere. Highs and Lows is the next step in a lifelong journey for Brienne and a first step for her manager, Christopher Reuter. It'll be exciting to follow that journey. They'll be on together as co-writers and as friends. But now as business associates. I'll spit it out in a minute. Because these songs, this music, and this artist all deserve to be heard by people who are out there searching for real music. And and coming in from this week at number one is Brienne Young off her Highs and Lows EP with it. That's The Lonely I Know on Indie Country Radio.
Lonely has a way of turning the darkest days into the coldest, restless nights. When lonely calls your name, ain't no place safe that you can run away and hide from all that pain. Says that she's your friend, but she's just not. She's always there for you when you're lost. She'll make you take a drink, cause she don't like to drink alone. She'll make you reap every sin you've ever sown. Knows where your Bible lays and where you hide that 38. She'll have you thinking about those. Yeah, that's lonely, I know. Lonely comes around, you hear that old familiar sound of melodies that haunt your heart. No, lonely never sleeps. She walks around in all your just not. She's always there for you when you're lost. She'll make you take a drink, 'cause she don't like to drink alone. She'll make you reap every sin you've ever sown. She knows where your Bible lays and where you hide that 38. She'll have you thinking about those. Yeah, that's lonely, I know. I know fear, I know regret, and I know I've got a lot of lonely left. She made me take a drink, 'cause she don't like to drink alone. She'll make me reap every sin I've ever sown. She knows where my Bible lays and where I hide my 38. She'll have me thinking about both. Yeah, that's lonely, I know.
And you're a number one song this week, Brian Young with The Lonely I Know. And as I said earlier, I had a chance to meet Brian a couple weeks ago, probably whatever. And I'm hoping to work out a day for that she can come on the show so you guys can get to know her a little bit better. But with the 2 minutes we've got, that'll just about wrap things up for us as far as the countdown is concerned. But I wanted to take a second and brag on my co-host for some interview shows. Craig is a beast when it comes to booking shows for us. Craig is an absolute beast. I mean, we've literally never been booked this far out before. I won't tell you guys how far out that we are booked, because I want it to be a complete and total surprise. But I will say this. This coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central starts a string of people returning to the show that I am just so beyond excited for. We have MTS Management recording artist Madeline Victoria joining us on the show this coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central. We spoke to Madeline if not a year ago, it's been about 8 or 9 months ago. And I'm so excited to catch up with her on her career, music, and just life in general. Because I've been, as with every artist I have on the show, I closely follow and watch how their careers unfold. And I'm so excited to talk to Madeline at this coming Tuesday. But I think for now, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You guys have been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.